Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, King Youngblood. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, King Youngblood. You want to find out how to get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
They put out an EP a few years ago titled Before the Summer Storms, which was really great. But man, a couple months ago, they put out a brand new song called Home is Only a House, and it is badass. I can't wait to hear more stuff. If this is any indication of what their future stuff is going to sound like, it's going to be a monster year for this band.
And if you are liking more local music, then check us out on Sunday nights here on The Rock. It's a show called Loud and Local. Starts at 8 o'clock. 2 hours of great music from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like King Youngblood.
Happy Friday, everyone!
All right, then.
That was more like a post-live day jump. They're tired, a little sluggish.
It's like we partied a whole bunch yesterday and are kind of recovering now.
Mm-hmm. It was actually funny. I met some listeners who were like, why aren't you jumping? I'm like, my foot still is not healthy. And they're like, they just expect me to be jumping all the time.
It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
When you go to the bathroom, you're like a rabbit.
It's true.
Wow.
Apologies to the custodians here.
Yeah, please don't do that. Wow. Let's get to our contestant. We got Steve in Puyallup. Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Not you.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here. All right. It's got good old Steve off. All right, Steve, here. Get out.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Steve and Puyallup will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Steve, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What name is given to the wood whose normal cells have been replaced by mineral deposits?
petrified.
Yes. What shoes did famous basketball player Chuck Taylor endorse?
Converse.
Yes. Which country has the most tornadoes?
United States.
Yes. What color is the square that's the logo for H&R Block?
Green.
Yes. The scarab worshipped by the Egyptians is what type of beetle?
Scorpion?
No.
Pass.
SpongeBob SquarePants lives in which type of fruit?
Pineapple.
Yes. Albacore is what type of fish?
Tuna.
Yes. The final episode of the Brady Bunch aired in what mid-70s year?
76.
No.
75.
No.
74.
Yes. What yellow metal is an alloy of copper and zinc?
Bronze.
No.
Brass.
Yes. The flag of Germany is black, gold, and what other color?
Green.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, so close.
Very close. Steve's got a little bit of wiggle room. Well, the other Steve, our Steve, has a little bit of wiggle room here.
He's got nothing.
He's got something.
Oh, he's going down. He's not getting any.
Well, I can guarantee that a Steve will win.
Oh,
well,
really?
Well,
really?
No. Well, no, there could be a tie. Yeah, there could
be a
tie.
Are you willing to bet on that?
No! Yeah. I've not bet this entire year, and you know what? It's worked out quite well for me.
Oh, wow. And we only have a little over a month left.
I know. I stuck to my, what do you call those things? The
resolution.
Yeah, the resolution. I've stuck to that this entire year.
Good for you. You know what? We're all proud.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
What name is given to wood whose normal cells have been replaced by mineral deposits?
What? Red name is... I know, I heard it.
Okay.
Ed?
No.
Yeah, Andrew. Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Yeah.
Pass.
What shoes did...
Bark?
No. Oh. What shoes did famous basketball player Chuck Taylor endorse?
Nike.
No.
What shoes?
Converse.
Yes. Which country has the most tornadoes?
Which country? America.
Yes.
America.
What color is the square that's the logo for H&R Block?
Oh, I know those guys. Green.
Yes. The scarab worshipped by the Egyptians is what type of beetle?
Ringo.
No.
There we go.
A dung beetle?
Yes. SpongeBob SquarePants lives in which fruit?
A pineapple.
Yes. Albacore is what type of fish?
Tuna.
Yes. The final episode of the Brady Bunch aired in what mid-70s year?
74.
Yes. What yellow metal is an alloy of copper and zinc?
Bronze.
No.
Brass.
Yes. The flag of Germany is black, gold, and what other color?
Red.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-8.
Yo.
The little wiggle room.
The dung beetle was it, man. He knew it. Got to give it to him. Sorry, Steve.
Steve knows his stuff.
Sometimes. He knows his dung. That's what he knows.
He knows his dung beetles, at least.
Ah, whatever.
Oh, that one felt good.
Even for SpongeBob there.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yep. I really thought I was getting one. Thought it was going to happen.
Oh, you're getting one. See, I totally figured that was one of those maybe have a guess sort of thing. I mean, we're very juvenile when it comes to our humor here. So with the dung beetle, I was like, I imagine people would guess that. Unfortunately, Stephen P. Wilde did not.
Yeah, that's the only beetle I would be able to. If you said just name any type of beetle, that would be the only beetle I could
do. I forgot all about the dung beetle, so I wouldn't be able to guess any beetle. I would have been in the other Steve's case.
Besides Ringo.
Which was a great answer anyway. The name that is given to wood with normal cells have been replaced with mineral deposits. Steve and Puyallup got that correct. Petrified wood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Answer.
Yeah, look at that.
I like Ed better.
Yeah, Ed Wood was a pretty good answer as well. Congrats on your win, Steve.
Oh, I meant to give a shout out and dedicate, well, now it is a win, to a texter because it's his birthday today. He said, my name's David. I'm a heavy-duty tow truck driver.
Duty.
Today, I turned 42. Can Vicky give me an eye poppy?
Eye poppy. Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, happy birthday, brother.
David.
Yeah. Happy birthday, David. All right, 42 years old. Look at him. Still going strong, doing what he's doing. Him and the dung beetles.
The dung beetles.
That's it. So there was a poll that was done. They said, okay, folks, listen. If you could attend a celebrity's holiday party, because we're getting close to holiday parties, whose would it be?
Ooh.
Oh, so you know, you should know this. You should know the popular choice.
Elon Musk.
Oh, that's
okay.
One.
That is not who you should know as the popular choice.
I mean, but come on, you know his party's going to be pretty freaking cool. It's got flamethrowers, and
it could be.
We might even go to space if we have enough drinks in us.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I see what you mean, and then because I listen to a podcast every once in a while that has one of his best friends on there, it could also be a bunch of dudes just talking way over your head about stuff. You know, so I don't know. You know,
maybe his friends, but he likes to crack a 420 69 joke here and there. I think I could get him away from those people.
All right.
Yeah, see, if I'm going to Elon Musk party as myself, like, I just imagine they're going to be using me to harvest body parts or something like that.
Oh, that's a... Wow. That,
I mean, I don't know how billionaires think, man.
And you're afraid of being put in a bathtub.
Yes.
You bet your ass I'll be like, let's go in your backyard and burn things with the flamethrower. Yeah.
Okay, hey, Rev, no more Squid Game for you, okay? Because that not all millionaires are Squid Game people.
Yeah.
Jeez. Steve, come on, the obvious answer, it's your boy.
Stifler?
Oh, nice.
The Rock.
There we go. Yes, The Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, Stifler.
Stifler.
You're the only one. By the way, I hope Sean William Scott appreciates only one being in the planet every once in a while remembers him, and it's you.
His legacy will live forever so long as I have a microphone in front
of me. That's true.
That's amazing.
38% of people in this poll said, yeah, I would love to go to The Rock's holiday party. Hard to disagree with it, because you know it's a cheat day. He's going to have the best of everything, and of course, plenty of his tequila, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's happening, it better be landing on a cheat day, because then you just know the sushi train is truly showing up.
And the tequila, he's going to have cases of his tequila there.
Yeah.
You know who I was trying to think of, like, celebrity chefs might be even a good pick, too, because you know they're going to have good food. Like,
You know, we've been present to some Guy Fieri, you know, celebrations and sit-downs and everything. A guy always makes it cool, so yeah, that's a good call. The next one following The Rock is Will Smith. With 30% of the people would like to party with Will Smith.
Nah.
I mean, he's I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because Will's a pretty... I think I can have some good conversations with Will.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, and he and Jada seem to be pretty cool. I think they're still together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and they seem pretty cool. Like, you know, done a lot of cool stuff. He's done ayahuasca.
He's not going to do ayahuasca at his party.
How do you know? I mean, honestly, how do we know he's not?
Guys, I got some mushrooms. Who wants a late night?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it could be the special holiday on a holiday edition of the French Prince.
I like this one. The texter says, I want to go to Blake Shelton's Christmas party. You know, probably likes to party, and then he's got Gwen Stefani hanging out.
That is a good, I mean, I did watch her Christmas special a couple years ago, and I think Blake was part of that, so why not? Let's do it.
Oh, I'd be trying to twist her arm to do some No Doubt covers on the her songs.
Hey, well, at this point.
Grab an acoustic guitar. Come on.
Hey, Gwen, would you mind throwing a party so that I can have you perform at it? Thanks.
Do that Don't Speak song for me. Come on.
Yeah.
Walking in Spiderweb. Let's do that one.
I don't think you'd be invited to that party.
For me, I would love to go to Ryan Reynolds. Holiday party, because I feel that he would be pretty amazing. Like, he would just have that. He'd also have his own booze.
The gin, yeah.
Yeah, but then also on top of that, there might be a chance that Hugh Jackman might come by.
That's true. They are besties.
Oh, okay. They're like best frenemies, so I feel that would be a thing.
Okay.
I mean, listen. Rock might even swing by, too, because they're doing that movie. So maybe The Rock's going to pop in to say what's up.
Oh, then Gal Gadot might come by at this point. Absolutely. This is a hell of a party.
Forget about it.
Yeah. All right. I didn't. You know who was tied after Will Smith? Two women were tied for third place.
Jenna Jameson and Riley Steele.
Jameson and Riley Steele. Again, two people that will be so happy that they're at least being thought of by one individual on this planet at any given moment.
So long as they have a microphone in front of me, their legacy will live on.
Wow. So Stifler, which is interesting when you put it together with Jenna Jameson and Riley Steele. You got a Stifler? I sure do.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm trying to think of who a female.
One person is an iconic old lady. I'll just give you that.
Betty White.
Yeah, everybody wants
to say Oprah.
Yeah. Well, Oprah would be pissed at you. She's not as old as Betty White.
She's older than other people, though.
She's older than me.
She's older. Vicky, you are what, 37? A lot of people are older than you. You can't call her an old, iconic old lady.
She's 67 years old. She can be my grandmother.
She's old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's old.
That's an iconic old. All right.
She is iconic.
And there's a chance she might leave with something. Yeah, whether she knows it or not, I'm leaving with a new car.
Yeah, just because she's 30 years younger than you, BJ, doesn't mean that she's not.
Listen, first of all, I mean, you know, maybe I am a little sensitive because I'm closer to Oprah's age than Betty White's age.
True.
But yeah, you know, I mean, Betty White is the iconic old lady. Oprah is just the iconic, I mean, superstar, whatever you want to call her. But I mean, she's not.
I got one that's a female. Old, I guess. Miley Cyrus.
Ooh. Miley Cyrus.
I feel like that would be fun.
Only if there's a wrecking ball involved.
I was going to say, there's going to be ayahuasca at that. You better believe
it.
She's doing ayahuasca too?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. I mean, ayahuasca is not a party drug. Ayahuasca is like you want to get deep and spiritual, but okay. But you're on the right track with Miley Cyrus as far as she is a performer.
Britney Spears.
Oh, I'd go to that.
You know, she's free now.
Yeah.
You know, things are going to get buck wild.
All right, guys, you're looking like these might be the drama parties. That's not who, I mean, because there's going to be drama at those parties.
Well, I don't want to just sit around and drink wine and eat, like, crackers.
Oh, you don't want to do that? That's what's going to happen at Will Smith's party and The Rock's party, just wine and crackers?
No, The Rock, I said, will be a sushi chain showing up.
Lady Gaga is tied with Betty White. Yeah, people want to be
part of the decorations would be cool.
No.
Don't forget, though, Lady Gaga is very inclusive, and so a lot of people want to go over there and feel the love.
I don't know, man. I just feel like it'd be a little too stuffy. I don't
think Lady Gaga, you think is stuffy? Really?
You could challenge her to a piano off.
Well, I think I would beat her in a second.
at the piano off?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, take it easy, Ike Turner. You know.
Well, we're talking about piano. I think people can put two and two together.
Well, I just want to... There was a pause. There was just... I just want to make sure that every... You really think Lady Gaga is stuffy? She doesn't give me that. I mean, she's, you know.
I don't get a vibe that her parties are just crazy.
No.
Oh, wow. Well, it depends on what you define. I bet they're going to be awesome. I bet you're going to feel good about yourself and good food and good fun.
See, when I think of holiday parties, if it's a work party, yeah, you're going to get crazy. But I'm thinking of, like, homey and chill. Like, I was thinking it'd be really cool to go hang out with Terry Crews because he did a video of the mac and cheesy he makes. It's like this incredible mac and cheese, and I really just want to go somewhere where I can eat all the delicious food that maybe...
How did you stumble on that video?
It was like on Tasty or whatever. It was a recipe video.
Do it. Vicky, you do go deep on the internet. I'm like, all right, look, I know Terry Crews, but where the hell do you find him showing you macaroni and cheese?
He's an acclaimed mac and cheese chef. After Joey, he's like the most well-known mac and cheese chef.
I am not saying it's not cool. It's just that I go on the internet and sometimes Vicky goes, so anyway, and I'm like, how do you find these things? She's like the internet whisperer.
Right?
Dude, a Texas got a great
Crews
one.
Making it. All right.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh.
You know he's going to have a ton of great celebrity friends.
Yep.
And he'll probably bring his chicken. The Shaq's Big Chicken.
Yeah, still I thought you were going to say he was going to pay for a bunch of great presents.
Well, yeah.
Now he's doing that.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking, Vic. Yeah. Because, I mean, he's very generous. All right, how about this? How about we ask you who you'd rather have over for Thanksgiving? Who would you like to have as a guest celebrity couple for Thanksgiving?
Guest celebrity couple.
Okay, who's a guy that pretty much shows up at people's events, even though...
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Ooh, that'd be good.
They're not really a celebrity couple, but okay.
They sure are to me.
All right, fine.
Snoop and Martha.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
All right.
Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins.
Are they at least married, those two?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Of course, it's got to be wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. No, we're talking Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Who wouldn't want them at Thanksgiving?
You know what? I wouldn't mind that. That would be pretty fun.
Oh, you wouldn't mind that? Oh, good. You're okay with that? You know what? Thank you. Hey, who's at the door? It's Tom and Rita.
We're not home.
Yeah. Let me look at the ring cam. All right. Looks like they brought something. Sure, let them in. All right. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell said they'd love to have for Thanksgiving.
I mean, that'd be awesome.
You know why? Yeah. It's because of that Christmas Chronicles movie.
Oh, okay.
Because they were Santa and Mrs. Claus.
That's a good call,
Danny. They have to come dressed up.
Yeah.
Or we could just watch Miracle because he was Coach Herb Brooks.
Have you watched any movie beyond the 1990s? I just want to know. Just asking for a friend.
I'm willing to put money that Miracle came out in the 2000s.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you might be right. But it's early 2000s, right? What do we got?
I don't know.
All right.
2004. Mid-2000s. Kiss my ass, BJ.
Boom.
Yeah, you know what? We're talking we're talking almost 20 years ago.
Checkmate.
Look at you. You a checkmate. I'm current.
What? It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and you're going to have Kurt Russell come over? You don't think I want to watch the movie with him?
Yeah, and I'm sure he's going to want to watch that with
you. We'll put on new Team USA jerseys.
Yeah, that's a happy Thanksgiving, Kurt. You know, and Goldie's like, I'm sorry, honey. I heard these were nice people.
It's a hockey movie.
I'm very surprised.
You haven't seen it?
No, I thought it was going to be about a horse.
What? Why a
miracle
horse?
I don't know, like the name of the horse.
Like Sid Biscuit?
Yeah. What the hell?
It does.
I mean, if you don't know, Miracle does sound like a good name for a horse.
Yeah.
That was loosely based on the true story of the man from Enumclaw. But he survived in that film.
Oh,
that's why it was called a miracle.
Wow.
No, I'm following. It's solid.
I know you're following. I don't think you want to be following.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Dude, you got to watch Miracle. It's the greatest movie ever.
Okay.
It's so good.
You have to really, I mean, of course, Danny, you know, if you were caught up in all of it, that's the other part of it, is it was a great story of an Olympic success story.
Do you like stories of human triumph?
Yes.
Then you'll love Miracle.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Danny's not going to watch
it's based
it.
Based on a true story.
That means
it's awesome.
Yeah.
That means it's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Stifler's not in it, though, so it's nearly not worth the time.
Oh.
It is time, though, for listeners on the loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take those at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is it that you would like the world to know? Or at least, you know, our 10 listeners that we have. All you got to do is just make sure when you're telling us, you follow Steve's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Andrew in Kent. Andrew, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, buddy. What you got for us today?
I was wanting to talk about that subject, about that photographer, about the wedding, saying that couples won't stay together if they're at certain things or during certain stuff, right?
There was a photographer that we talked about earlier, and she said that she was told by another photographer that he said three things, I think. Steve,
yeah.
We have the three
I have
things.
The list. It says posing for too many photos without the other spouse, bridal party silence on one of the spouses, meaning they don't talk about the person during like all the stuff, and not spending time together at the reception.
Okay, so those are those three things. If you see that happening, they're saying chances are a good chance this marriage is going to fail.
Well, since I've been a wedding DJ for over 20 years, I can actually give you the answers on this one.
Oh, okay. What you got?
All right. So pretty much when a couple is taking photos without each other, that's perfectly fine, especially if you have a portable photo booth like I do. They take photos all the time with other types of people, and they've still been together for over 10 years. And then on the second one, mingling with other people while you're talking to other people, that is common because you're going to go talk to family members, like Steve said, with other people while she's talking to somebody else. That happens too. That's not a big deal.
What about banging the bridesmaid? Banging the bridesmaid, is that okay?
Bridesmaids, it's wishy-washy. You should do that with your spouse, to be honest with you, because seriously, that's where you can actually tell that someone's going to have an affair.
Oh, I like how it's like, you should really do that with your spouse. Otherwise, chances are you're having an affair. Thank you, Andrew. You know what? We weren't sure. Appreciate you clarifying that.
I've actually seen it three times.
How about that?
You've seen what three times? Yeah. You've seen the spouse, one of the bride of the groom banging a, it could be either one of them banging a bridesmaid. Has it been three dudes or has it been sometimes a chick doing it?
It was one time one of the brides and then one time it was a groom and then pretty much it was both of them doing it with two others.
Wow.
All days that you kind of have some self-control, it would be the day that you're getting married.
Yeah, exactly. But I can tell you this much. Anytime when I've seen the bride and the groom do a cake stand, they're way past 10 years already.
Boom. There you go, BJ. Yeah, Sarah's got to do a cake stand.
Andrew. So, Andrew, how many weddings have you done? You said for over 20 years, so you've probably done close to 1,000 weddings, maybe, I would think.
I've done way more than that, DJ. I'm actually the number one Seattle wedding DJ.
Well, no, the number one Seattle wedding DJ.
Oh, wait, you are? Well, it's a DJ.
No, you're not, Steve. No, you're not.
All right, so, Andrew, do you know the success rate that you have? Do you keep track of all the couples to know if they're still together?
Yeah, actually, I do. I actually pay attention to them. They're friends on Facebook or Instagram, and I see on who. Out of the track that I've had so far, I've only lost 7.
You've only lost 7 out of the thousands?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you do wrong? I would definitely hire you.
What did you do wrong in those weddings?
What did
weddings?
I do wrong?
Yeah, you got to look back on the songs you played. You probably did something wrong.
Actually, it wasn't the songs I played. It was the vibe. Like, you can actually tell when you're actually having their first meeting on how things are going to go. Like, on how the, like, you're like, do I really want to take their money and actually do their wedding? Or do I actually just want to, like, do this? Because you can see it. Like, you really can see it from their attitude on how they are. Like, some guys are like,
okay, Andrew, question for you. Andrew, so have you, like, met up with a couple and you got a weird vibe and said, you know what? I don't want to do your wedding.
I've done it twice.
Wow.
Look at that. Boom.
But he's also done it seven times when he shouldn't have.
So did you find out, did they get married and did they stay together, those two?
No, they didn't. They literally got divorced like 30 days after they got married.
Wow. So here's another question. Of the couples that you've seen banging each other and banging brideways, whatever, you know, bridesmaids and like that, are they part of the seven or did some of the, are they still together, the banging bridesmaids? Yeah.
They're part of the seven.
All right. Most importantly, how many weddings have stayed together forever when they had a magician at their wedding?
Okay, so far I've only seen two, and they both were in my first 3 years, and they've already been, they're almost close to 20 now.
Boom. See, that's what I'm saying.
Look at this.
Magicians keep the magic alive.
Yeah, okay.
No buts. There are no buts.
I see what you did there. That keeps the magic alive.
Well, thanks, Andrew. It's been very enlightening.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and Andrew's the number one DJ in Seattle.
I like that. I like that. You know what? Who's going to prove him wrong?
Yeah.
I don't think there's like no power rankings of Seattle wedding DJs out there. If there are,
You know what I want to know?
What's that?
Who's the number one wedding DJ in Fife? That's what I want to know. That's the guy I'm going to hire.
It's the Poodle Dog.
Oh, the Poodle Dog. Well,
DJ Poodle Dog.
That's where we're going to have Sarah's reception. She doesn't know that yet.
We're going to go to the pup room.
There's some heavy pours in there.
Oh yeah, baby.
That's a good party.
Oh yeah. It is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, we got some text messages coming in talking about places where people put their ashes. Someone said, I took my mom's ashes to Lumen Field, the South End Zone. And that's from Jack D. Distillery River.
And I'm thinking they don't want you to do that either, right? I feel like nobody wants you to dump ashes anywhere officially.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a friend who took his father's ashes to whatever, Safeco or whatever, the T-Mobile Park, and did it on the sly. And it was just when none of the groundskeepers were around, just kind of dumped it off of one of the foul lines.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
He was a super huge baseball fan, so he wanted to do that.
I feel like you have to do it during like the celebratory moment, like the Seahawks score a touchdown and the Mariners hit a grand slam and everyone's jumping up and dancing.
Something
huge. And then you're going, whoosh.
Whoops, oh, that's what you do with your Sprite. It's in a thing of Sprite, right?
Steve? Of course. Yes, of course.
Yeah, whoosh. Yeah. I don't know. I'd be afraid, like, there's no way, you know, and sometimes they kick you out of the parks forever. So I just don't know if I take a chance.
Someone says a lifetime ban if you do it at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just you just get kicked out and you're banned for like the year.
No, so if you try to dump ashes in Pirates of the Caribbean, lifetime ban.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's all right, there you go.
Well, if you hate Disneyland and Disney World, but your significant other loves it, that could be
it's a win-win.
Yeah, just bring some dirt and put it in like a bottle.
Some dirt.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to look just like Grandpa. Boy, that looks just like dirt. Oh, no, that's Grandpa.
Dude, they're seeing a lot of surveillance video. They're not going to be able to tell.
Enhance. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Again, just make sure you get the Sprite cup. That's all you need.
Yep.
And you'll make this happen. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
0.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, hey, guys, I listened to most of Live Day yesterday, and it was awesome, but I missed Steve playing the piano. How'd that go? Another text. Hey, guys, all the songs that Steve played on the piano sound like the drunk versions of Peanuts.
Yeah.
Another person said, I really enjoyed the Bad Piano Player song. That was hilarious. At least on the radio, it sounded that way.
Can't believe that person actually smited Schroeder by saying you sounded like a drunk version of Peanuts. Schroeder is an accomplished pianist. Well,
I mean, and he's a child. He shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea. Yeah. You kick butt, buddy.
I went 3 for 3. I crushed it. And Rev even grabbed the audio for us in case anyone.
Oh, did he really?
Well, someone missed it and they wanted to hear it.
Really?
Which is awesome. So this was the first song that I attempted to play. And I say attempt, I nailed it because Vicky got it right. All right, here we go. This is my first song.
Jesus.
I was there and I still don't know what this
is.
It's from the 70s?
Yeah, it's a 70s song.
Okay. I thought it was from the 20s.
Is it bad that I'm thinking of Family Guy? I feel like I saw an episode of Family Guy with this.
I don't even know what he's doing.
Was it from the Kiss episode of Family Guy?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is it a Kiss song?
It is a Kiss song.
Oh,
good job. Rock and Roll All Night.
Boom.
Boom.
It wasn't.
That was
it.
I don't think that. Oh, it really was?
I want to rock and roll all night.
Oh, God.
Party every day.
Oh, now I hear it. Yeah, now I hear it.
How hard is this?
You know something?
Right?
My friend got into the Hall of Fame of radio, and it's not because of stuff like this. I just want to say that right now.
All right. Boom.
Boom. All right. You know what? Listen, buddy, when you say boom doesn't mean you made a great cake or played a song that we could understand. Yeah, that was your finest moment right there.
It sounds even better hearing it back.
Does it?
I proved that I don't need to know how to play the piano for you to know what song I'm playing.
Seriously. I guessed it yesterday and then heard it again and still couldn't figure out what it was, even though I did know the answer.
I just love this part where I'm playing and Rev just goes, Jesus.
I couldn't help it. It was just like a visceral reaction from it. I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. You know what, Rev? I did. I prepared myself for it.
I was not prepared.
Yeah, that's exactly what I expected it to be. You know what, Steve? You did not disappoint.
My adrenaline was through the roof when Vicky got that one right. I was like, yes.
And of course she gets it from Family Guy.
Right.
Which she did, you know,
right.
And it's just like,
I have no idea.
Yeah, she wasn't alive when the song was created, but here she is. Oh, here we go.
My first thought was a Peanut song, but I was like, I don't think that's 70s. And then, like, for some reason it hit me because there's that episode of Family Guy where they go see the show and, like, Peter says my favorite line. It's like, nobody wants to be Peter Chris, not even Peter Chris. And so that is one of my all-time favorite Family Guy episodes.
So on this
and
one, BJ.
You got it. Okay. Yeah.
Danny got the second one right, and I was actually a little bit nervous about this one because I was like, there's no, like, great, I don't know how to play any of these songs, but this one felt a little bit more difficult.
I'm trying. Does anybody have an idea?
Come on!
This is a name that whatever the hell that is.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anybody?
Is that one?
I don't know.
I know, but look, Steve, look at the... How about the band? You guys, you have no idea either, right, Don?
You guys know it.
You guys, if we knew it, we would say it just to get you to
this
stop
it. This is worse than a BJ hint on anything.
Right? Oh, wait, my hints are awesome.
No, your hints are crap.
I got a hint for you right now.
Is it Aerosmith?
Is it
Dream On?
Yes!
Yeah!
Wow! Dream On!
Yeah!
Dreams come true. Your singing doesn't help either, actually. Oh, my God. I think somebody should put that keyboard out of its misery. Is that
no, that was
not the keyboard's fault. Still salty, Red.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that, I would never got that. Never in a million years would I got that with Dream On.
The keyboard was a trooper.
Oh, it was.
MVP.
And then, so you I guess Danny did get it, so that is two for two. And you say you went three for three, didn't you?
And I went three for three on the one that I knew, I honestly felt very confident this one you guys would figure out. That's why I saved it for last. I'm like, well, if all else fails, at least I got the last one right. And then the Rev nailed it.
Last one. Okay, here we go. Thank God.
Don't you know these songs?
No. Yeah. I mean, not the way that was.
So I guess there's three or four of us that share one.
I knew that one.
Wow, that's bad.
Three, baby. I'm a piano player.
You're a pianist.
You're a pianist.
Thanks, BJ.
I think he gave Rev sort of like a musical Stockholm syndrome where he started really going, okay, I'm believing in this. I think I get your language.
When Texas says better than anything Radiohead's put out recently.
Truth. Oh.
Wow.
That's not nice. Actually, that was me that said that. No one texted it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a live day first. And hopefully last.
Man.
No, that's a reoccurring thing every year.
Just because you're not good enough at being able to guess doesn't mean you'd be all salty and bitter at the game.
Oh, I just feel like there were a lot of people that right now, you know, are probably at the hearing doctor and going, please, can you make it stop? There's this sound that I can't get out of my head.
Look, I was trying to do rock songs. I could do a beautiful song.
Could you?
Oh, yeah, I could totally do a soothing song.
All right. Well,
if we had a keyboard here, I would nail it.
Yeah, you would. Listen, we need a baby grand piano
in this studio, I think.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. I mean, we can't get a microwave oven that works, but let's get a baby grand in there. Let's get that going.
If we had like Nordstrom's, they have like a guy just playing the piano in the background the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we have here?
Yeah, but it's me.
That'd be like going back to the old school days. I used to work in a radio station that had a giant studio because they used to have the baby grand and everything in it.
I found one, $90 at Walmart. It's a baby
That's a toy piano for babies. That's not a baby grand.
You didn't specify. You did not specify. This
serious
thing works.
Musicians.
This thing
Vicky,
works.
Vicky, that's not what a baby grand means, though.
I'll be honest, I kind of want that for Tatum.
Good.
Until she starts playing it.
Yeah, then, well, she can play as good as her father. They can do a duet. It'll be like one of those piano bars.
And that's the moment my wife decides to live with her parents again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not leaving you. I'm just leaving this house.
Yeah.
I like how you think that she would be the one leaving if that happened. Steve, get out with the piano.
Yeah, take
your
pianos
take
with you.
Piano and get the F out.
Yeah.
I feel like you one. Should do She'll this love They have a pink one.
Listen, next time you're at church, just say, you know what? I'm getting off the drums. Give me a shot at the keys.
Dude, could you imagine doing that? Like, at least with the Rockaholics, a good number of those people there watching me play were maybe a little inebriated, so it was entertaining for them.
We just want to play Name That Hymn. I mean, really? All right, Steve's going to go Name That Hymn.
Oh, no, I'm going to still do these songs. I'm going to do Iron Man.
Oh, you're
going to
do those
Jaymon.
Songs. Okay.
Those are the only songs I know.
Oh, that's not good. Those are the only songs you know. I feel like you're a quick study. With your skill level, you'll be able to learn other songs. Yeah.
So I said, hey, why don't we get BJ on the keyboard and see if he could do any better?
I never said that I could, and I never would want to do that to people.
I mean, I've got a keyboard at home.
Yeah, I mean, why would anybody want that to happen? I'm more than happy to bring it in. Yeah, I'm not deluded. I know exactly that it would sound like Steve.
We got to text someone needs our advice.
All right, we're here. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
It says, I need some advice. I work in a small shop with about 10 guys. Five of them today told me that they're looking elsewhere for work due to poor management.
Whoa! So,
should I let my big boss know that half of the shop is about to walk out because of our floor manager, or do nothing, which might hurt my job?
Well, so wait a second. So this is just a regular person. They're not anybody else as far as
they're just a coworker.
Okay, yeah. So they just heard through their own co-working grapevine that half the shop is leaving.
Well, I mean, the five people told them directly. So if you call that a grapevine, or just saw that directly,
he is the grapevine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They said we're leaving because of bad management.
Wow.
We're looking to leave and go elsewhere.
Well, okay, that's a tough one because, well, first of all, you tell anybody nowadays when you don't know if you're going to be responsible for picking up the load that everybody leaves like that, you know, like if you're going to get shouldered with more responsibility and more stress and somebody comes to you and tells you that and you want to stay, well, then you know what? I think that all bets are off. You go talk to people and go, look, I want to let you know what's going on. This could cause stress in the worst workplace. And the coworker should not be mad at you because you shouldn't be telling people that. I don't want to know that you're thinking of leaving, especially if it's a half of you. Why do I got to know that?
Yeah, it's a tough one because like my first instinct is like, I'm not going to say anything. It's not my, if they decide to leave, they decide to leave. Like, had I not known that information, they just did that, I'm in the same position. But the idea of him being stuck with more work does suck. Mm-hmm.
I just remember retail. It was a beating. Retail is retail or restaurant work. It's a beating if people just leave. You're stuck with everything. You just have to do it.
Would they stay if they got rid of that bad manager? Because maybe it's an opportunity for you to swoop and become the manager.
Yeah, that's the tough one, too, because is it whining or is it really bad management? How does management not know that half the workforce hates them? You know what I mean? That is bad management, if you ask me, that they're not aware that half. I can get if you miss a couple people here and there.
Half's not that bad. It's only five people that don't like you.
Five people that, really? How do you not know that? How do you not know that they're ready to walk out you're that bad? I mean, so the pay can't be that good, right?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, I don't know. You know, it's so tough now, Steve, because, you know, you and I come from generations that put up with a lot of garbage because either it's, you know, our dream or the pay is, is really good or good enough that we just know that, you know, we can't do. But now people just don't want to work in bad atmospheres and it doesn't matter what the pay is.
So as I talk to the next man up on the chain, he'll sort it out. He'll want to sort out the issue if it's a valid grievance.
Well, either way, you're going to want to know whether it's a valid grievance or not. You're going to want to know that five people are in that. They're not in a great state of mind, which means they're not going to be good workers.
Slide an anonymous note under the boss's door.
Oh, they used to have suggestion boxes. Remember that? Just put in the suggestion box. I'd like to fix the microwave. Oh, yeah, and half the place is going to quit tomorrow.
What if you have a heart-to-heart with the boss and, without naming the names of the people? I wouldn't want to name the people who are thinking of leaving. I don't think that's a smart move because I think that's going to put things in a really weird spot. But if you had some talk and be like, hey, I've been hearing some things. I don't know exactly from who, but, you know, maybe someone left a note under my door. I don't know how you phrase it, but just to be like, hey, there's a good number of people here that are very unhappy because of how things are being handled.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably the best way to go about it, Steve. And hopefully they'll understand you need to be Switzerland, even though everybody's going to know you're the one that told them, right? I mean, how else would they, unless they somehow can, you know, if the boss is a bad boss, I don't trust him to really put out an email in a way that doesn't make it look like you told him. You know
and what if the main boss is like in cahoots with the bad boss and they're just bad bosses together?
I will say this, middle management, you don't get the best of the best in middle management. The big bosses just don't want to deal with the employees, so they get the middle managers. And the middle managers know that that's what they are. They're basically fodder. They're just, you know, hey, run the stuff for me and keep the savages quiet. It's a tough situation.
So might I recommend bringing me in with the piano and all?
Yeah.
Provide
good call.
Entertainment.
You know, we'd
time everybody out. Chuck and Sales hate you.
But they're going to hear you, which means they, you know, that the person who brought you in hates them as well.
True.
Because they brought you in to do it. We didn't tell the guy to quit himself. Is that an idea, Steve? You just leave because you know this place is an S show?
Oh, he leaves with the rest of the crew.
Yeah. I mean, it's an S show, right? Yeah. Start looking for another job.
Happy Friday. Quit your job.
Peace.
I mean, look. You know, I mean, you just got to wonder what kind of place that is. I don't know. Unless maybe you can rise, and like Steve said, you can become the boss or a rising star. It doesn't seem like a great place when half the people are pissed.
So it says, I own a small business. It's amazing how many people will tell you everything's good, and then they just leave.
Yeah, but you have to be smart. You have to know. I would say you've got to be aware. How is your pay really? Like, can they have a good life? because I've had this conversation a lot in my life with different companies I work for, and they go, oh, yeah, they'll be happy with that money. And I say, oh, really? Can you have a good life with that money? I mean, consistently, can you go out there and, you know, do the American dream, have a family, buy a house, whatever? Can you do that on that? Well, no. I go, well, then how long are they going to be happy? You know, maybe you can keep a young person happy. Come on.
Yeah, can I buy 4 Teslas? If not, then I don't want
this job. I don't feel like any job's really going to help you out with that one.
Yeah, 4 Teslas. I don't have one.
I think you're kind of unreasonable on that one. But, you know, good luck to you if you can get a 4 Tesla paying job. You know, hey, good for you.
Can I buy a used 2017 Jeep? Because if so, then cool.
Yeah, I know. And that's pretty much where a lot of us were in this fine industry. All right, well, it is time to ask a big question. What do Ryan Castle and a naked man have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a naked man have in common?
Well, coincidentally, I just rolled out of bed, BJ, and I'm only wearing socks.
Well, that's very interesting.
Just
I am not hearing socks. Ryan Castle if he's saying stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's talking. He says nothing but just socks right now.
All right, then.
Some of the texts that are coming in. Stephen, Ted, shower with both. Oh, yeah. After a hockey game, why not?
And beers? Right. Yeah.
And both are just hanging out.
Oh, there he is. There's Ryan Castle.
Hi, good morning.
Nice. Good morning, sir. Well, we got police in Arkansas that got a report last Friday about a naked man who stole a pontoon boat and took it out on a lake. And when they found him, this man, he was naked, sitting upside down between the steering console and the captain's seat.
What kind of night did he have?
Yeah, drugs. This guy.
Yeah. Alcohol, drugs.
Yeah. His mugshot looks great. His eyes are closed. He looks destroyed in the mugshot.
He has clothes on, though.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, that's good. His name is Preston. He's 25.
Wake up in jail like, what happened? Why am I here?
Yeah. Dude cost $4,000, I guess, worth of damage, ripping out stuff out of this boat. Yeah. Well, isn't that wonderful? You know, if you get yourself a little boat and you get some dude that gets naked in there and does $4,000 worth of naked damage to it. Oh, yeah. The fishing
life.
Well,
I'm never going to Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
I was thinking we need to top it. The weekend is here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. He's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Shopping on work computers, that sometimes gets people in trouble.
Wait, that's frowned upon?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, buddy.
Fired every morning, like multiple times.
Yeah. I don't think we apply to many of these rules. Let's be honest. We have porn sites that regularly get visited.
That's
on
for show prep purposes.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's part of the job, BJ.
Show prep. Sure.
How am I supposed to joke about thumbnails if I don't know what kind of thumbnails exist?
Exactly.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.